The affirmation of faith can be found on page 14 in the large blue hymnal, the Apostles' Creed. Let's do the traditional version. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Would the deacons please come forward for the offering?
Pray. Lord, let our gifts of time, talents, and tithes remind us that we have died unto sin and that we live unto Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
As we prepare to turn our hearts and minds to God with the prayers of the people, I'd like to invite you to share your joys and concerns. And I have a couple to begin with here. Please pray for Isaac White, who is around 15 years old, whose cancer is not responding to chemo. He is the brother-in-law of one of Becky Lindsay's former students. So please keep Isaac White in your prayers. Also, prayer for the family of Audrey Shepherd, who passed away last week. She is was a former member here. And we also will keep Kim Sewer and the Sewer family in our prayers as she is in the hospital trying to figure out what's going on with her. Are there any other prayer requests we need to hear today? Yes, Jean? Thanks, Jean, for sharing. Please keep Nita in your prayers that she will be able to come home soon. That there will be no more setbacks. Any other prayer? Yes, Bill?
Sharon, I saw this morning the news that 148 Pakistanis died as a result of an explosion of a tanker truck. They were trying to get gasoline that was spilling out of the tanker truck, and all of a sudden a spark occurred and blew the truck up. Not a terrorist act.
Thanks, Bill. Yes, 148 Pakistanis were killed in a tanker truck fire. They were trying to get gasoline that was spilling from a tanker truck, and there was a spark and it exploded. Other prayer requests? Then let us turn our hearts and minds to God in prayer. Let us pray. God of possibilities, we share our joys and concerns with you that we might feel connected to you. Hear now these prayers of ourselves, our community, and the world as we pray to you. Gracious and loving God, we pray today for many things. We pray for the world around us. We pray for people who live far away and people who live close by. We pray for things that are happy and joyful, and we pray for things that are sad and terrifying. We pray for those who are affected by violence of many forms, gun violence, domestic violence, and other forms of violence, as well as people who have happy homes and who live in security and comfort. Lord, we pray for Nita Clyer, who keeps having setbacks. We pray that she will overcome this setback quickly and be able to return home so she can resume her life. We pray today for people in Pakistan, the families of those who were killed in a fire that was a tragic accident and yet caused loss of life, loss of hopes and dreams for the people and their families. We pray, Lord, that the systems that make it necessary for people to risk their lives for things like gasoline are overcome, and that we might all have access to the things that we need in the quantities that we need them. We pray for the family of Audrey Shepherd, who passed away last week. We remember her as a member here, and we think of her family as they mourn her loss. We pray for Isaac White, a young man whose cancer is not responding to chemo. Lord, it's difficult any time that someone we know is ill, but things like cancer make us shudder, make us grieve, especially when it's someone who's not responding to treatment. And we pray for relief for Isaac, comfort for him and for his family, and strength for whatever lies ahead for them. We pray for Kim, mother, wife, sister, daughter, friend, in St. E. with some dizzy spells and high blood pressure. We pray for her as they give tests, medication to help her feel better, to find out what is going on, to relieve her symptoms. Mark and Kim have a busy life, a crazy life, as many lives are today. As part of our family, we pray for them, and we ask that you provide comfort and support for them during this time, and for Joe and Gary as well, as they help them out. And now, Lord, in the quietness of this place, we offer to you those prayers that are known only to us in our hearts. Amen. Please pray responsively with me as we offer our prayers to you, O God. May we do so with open and grateful hearts.
Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers, O Lord. May knowing that you hear us give us strength for our lightest and darkest days. Amen.
Our closing hymn is number 391 in the Big Blue, Take My Life.
Thank you.
friends, as we go forth from this place, let us go forth to love and to serve the Lord. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.